the numbers, the line, the over-under, the parlays, the action. Our guest comes to us courtesy of the site I use, betonline.ag. Also, thanks to Cam Rogers and the folks at the Believe Podcast Network. Follow our guest on Twitter. The handle is at Dave Mason, B-O-L. Dave Mason joins us. Dave, great getting a chance to talk with you. How's life treating you these days?
Busy, man. It's that time of year, you know. It's crazy. It's the most important week of the year. You know, some people think in the gambling business maybe this Super Bowl is, but this is bigger because this sets the tone for the rest of the year. You know, Super Bowl, you get a lot of, sure, you might get all that crazy action coming in, but, you know, a lot of people are just one and done. They just come to bet the Super Bowl, then you don't see them again. Hopefully they'll be back next season. But, you know, the folks that are coming this week and last week with college football week one, you know, you want to keep them around the whole football season. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun this time of year.
Yeah, I would say we're not lacking for action in any way. Dave, a little background on me. I'm 60. I've been betting games since middle school one way or another. But, you know, here in America, legalized wagering now on team sports outside of Nevada or, you know, used to be your neighborhood wise guy. I'm kind of curious, has there been a noticeable increase in action on the site over that past year or so since the Supreme Court changed the laws of this country?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's opened the doors. I mean, there's so many more people betting now. You know, it's just everywhere. You can't turn on a radio station or sports shows or just watching a game and they're just all talking about odds. You know, it used to be such a taboo subject. Right. You couldn't mention odds. You know, Al Michaels would say something about, you know, some kind of wink wink kind of a mention of the odds, and there, you know, the bettors knew what the hell he was talking about, but everybody else was like, what's he talking about? But now, you know, they got odds all over the television screen. They're running every which way. It's fun to see, you know, because I'm like you, I'm an old school guy, and you know, I always just roll my eyes when people, oh, it's so bad, it's so bad, and the league's all, we can't have betting, it's just so bad. Yeah, right, open up the pocketbooks, everybody wants to bet, and there's more people than ever, because people are like, okay, you know, the guys like you and me, we always bet, right? We
sure.
Always believed in it, we knew there's nothing wrong, but, you know, the people on the fence, oh, is it bad? I guess it's bad, but now it's like, no, it's not bad. If you want to put $20 on tonight's game, put $20 on. Some people want to climb a cliff, you know, pay to go climb a cliff or jump out of a plane. Some people want to pay to bet a game. Well, whatever floats your boat.
You know, I cracked up when you said Al Michaels because, I mean, it was the Super Bowl between the Niners and the Chargers in January 95 where the game was over, but San Diego got the ball on their side of the field with an 18-point line down 21, and Al Michaels said something like, this game isn't over for everybody, and he kind of caught flack for it, and I was like, we were all sitting on the edge of our couch because we laid the 18.5.
And there you go. And that, you know, that's what betting is all about, and the same with fantasy football. It makes games you usually wouldn't care about interesting, and these leagues know that. They always know it. They just don't want to admit it. But I mean, if you took away betting and fantasy football, I mean, who in their right mind would watch some of these games? You know, it's just proof positive. Some of these like college games that are on the middle of the week, you know, and it's like two smaller schools, but the action that's coming in is just incredible. And it's like, okay, if this game, you know, there's so much action coming in on this Wednesday night standalone football game on national television, it's because people want to watch it and make it interesting. They really don't care about these two schools.
Right. You know, you posted something earlier this week. You'd think now, as the NFL kind of turns over, injuries, other factors, that underdogs would be attractive early in the season. But from the numbers you showed, I guess, Dave, how big are folks playing the chalk leading up to week one?
It's the same old story, man. They're always playing the chalk. But I think I tweeted that 2 days ago, so it might change a little bit this weekend. But as of now, we need every underdog on the week one betting board. I mean, the public is on every favorite, and you know that they're on the favorite probably 80% of the time. But you know, right now it's 100% of the time. They'll a couple dogs will sneak in there somewhere, but But, yeah, we'll be rooting for the dogs as usual.
Talking with Dave Mason, betonline.ag. One of the great characteristics of the site is beyond just the games we're talking about. You can bet the ponies, the casino, live betting. So fill us in kind of on some of the contests you have available for fans, because those are always a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. You know, well, it's NFL season, so we have a few NFL contests. We have a Survivor contest. Survivor contests are a lot of fun, obviously. $200,000, winner take all, grand prize, $200,000. It's only $30 to enter, so you can turn $30 into $200,000. And you can enter multiple times if you want to increase your chances. So the more times you enter, the bigger discount you get on your entry fees. We also have a $500,000 mega contest. That's a handicapping contest where you come back at each week and place five bets, or not place five bets, but make five picks against the spread. Once again, that's a $500,000. Now, that's a prize pool, so that's going to be broken up into the top 200 sure. Get paid. First place wins $200,000. Again, that is cash. Only $100 to enter, and he can enter a few times for discounts once again.
You know, one of the things I love about doing this is you hear from fans who overreact to everything. So the college football season started. You had Heisman hopefuls, playoff hopefuls. Then Sam Howell in North Carolina lay an egg. You saw Bryce Young just light up Miami. So even after one full weekend, how did the action kind of jostle the Heisman odds?
Yeah, well, Bryce Young was he went from 12-1 to 7-2. Sam Howell 11-1 to 18-1. Graham Mertz, we had him lower than we should have, but that's just because people were betting him for some reason. The QB from Wisconsin, so we had him that low at 22-1, and he went all way up to 100-1 after their Wisconsin's dismal performance. Yeah, so. So, we have some. Mertz is still our biggest liability, so we're not sweating that. Hal's a big liability for us. So, so a lot of movements, you know. The Heisman's always interesting because so often, like, it'll be some guy like week six that just comes out of nowhere, and just that we didn't even have odds on the beginning of the season or it was such a long shot. So we'll see. I usually kind of wait to bet those the season goes on because sometimes it's just like some guy who, you know, was on no one's radar. Burrow a couple years ago, you know, I think he was 100-1 or something. So guys like that can just pop out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think I remember the year Geno Smith won the Heisman in October, and then not so
right.
much. You know,
yeah. There's always that during the regular season, like three different guys. Oh, it's going to be him. He just won it. He locked it up there, and then 2 weeks later, it's some other guy. So it's the Heisman's a tricky one.
You know, we're the flagship station here in Eugene for the Oregon Ducks. We know they had the nail biter to beat Fresno State. Now, of course, they got this big non-conference game at Ohio State. So, in a nutshell, be it, you know, how Oregon is perceived as a team or where the numbers are with this. How's the public looking at this one?
They're getting 14.5 points. We opened at 11.5, Ohio State minus 11.5. Now the Ducks are getting 14.5. So we gave them a little bit more respect on the opener, but it got bet up. The action's about 50-50, about 55% of the early actions on Ohio State. The college football has, so top heavy. The Ducks are the six shortest odds to win it all, but still they're paying out a 40-1. You know, it's all about Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, even Clemson still. You're high on the Ducks. They're favorites to win the Pac-12, plus 250, 5-2 to win the Pac-12, plus 600 to make the playoffs. So they got some work to do, out of the Pac-12, but they have a better shot than anybody out of that conference.
I want to talk about one of the really cool prop bets you posted on your Twitter account. We know that there are an unusually large amount of rookie quarterbacks in the mix. I mean, five of the first 15 picks were QBs. And while the vets are likely to start week one, probably in Chicago and San Francisco, in what you posted, who's in the mix? And maybe, like you said, the favorites to win the most games as a rookie?
Mac Jones is even money, plus 100, him winning that starting job, and and Cam Newton getting shown the door, that was just huge for those odds. You know, he flew up on all sorts of rookie of the year and this off of that news, and then this prop and a couple others. So he's plus 100. Then after that's Trevor Lawrence. Obviously, he's going to be under center from day one down there in Jacksonville, but it is Jacksonville. But you know, he's got to be Nexus because you know he's going to be starting at plus 250. Zach Wilson, also a guaranteed starter. But again, playing for the Jets, so plus 250. Justin Fields, plus 750 to the Maritime before he's under center. And Trey Lance at plus 750 as well. Another guy that's on the bench, but, you know, time's ticking before he's under center.
A couple final thoughts. Dave Mason, betonline.ag. On the other side, the quarterback's getting pushed by one of the talented rookies or maybe a guy brought in to challenge him. Who are some of the quarterbacks you think best perform up to par, or they could very well end up holding a clipboard most of the year, like you posted with the odds?
Yeah, well, you know, Andy Dalton's the obvious one, right? I mean, that's the big one. That's going to be the one, interesting one to watch and watch Chicago. And I know all the Bears fans already think the kid should be under center, but we'll see. And, you know, there's all sorts of quarterback battles out there down in New Orleans between, you know, Winston and the
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, exactly. Taysom Hill, we have odds on that. I mean, we have odds on all the quarterback battles, so... So, yeah, I mean, you know, but the rookie ones will be the most interesting. Justin Fields against Dalton and Lance against Garoppolo. So we'll see when those guys hit the field. We can't wait. It'll be better for the book, too. We want those kids in that more people are watching, more people are betting. You know, get these old guys off the field, put these kids in, and we'll figure out the odds and let it go.
All right, let's wrap by putting our marketing hats on. At the top, I mentioned some specifics about betonline.ag. For folks who've never visited, never signed up, you know, what do you want to tell them about weekly promotions, college, NFL,
sure.
Not to mention live action, poker, UFC, because you guys are kind of one-stop shop for action.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, whatever you want, man. First of all, we opened our eyes for the North American sports. I'm saying North American. I'm talking about the, you know, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and UFC as well. We have the best UFC product out there, without a doubt. Anyways, we open our odds up before any other book. That way you can bet the earliest odds. You know, you're not waiting until the odds settle. And, you know, some books let the sharps bet it first so they can sharpen the odds, and then the public gets the odds settle, and the public gets to bet them. Now, we don't run it that way. We open the odds, and anybody can bet them before any other book. Promo codes, we have 100% welcome bonus right now with NFL 100% bonus. That's the promo code is NFL100. You get up $1,000 worth of free plays for the site. Weekly contests. Fastest payouts in the industry via cryptocurrency. I mean, you want to get paid, you have a good weekend, you can get paid in minutes instead of days or even hours or days or even weeks like some sports books. So we pay the fastest. So get on over to betonline.ag. Enjoy.
All right, folks, he's Dave Mason. Again, betonline.ag. You keep up on Twitter because he posts a lot of good information. The handle's at Dave Mason, B-O-L. Dave, glad we got a chance to have you on the show. Appreciate your time and all your insight. Have a huge opening NFL week, and I hope we can talk again later in the season.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'll be rooting for the Ducks this weekend. They take down Ohio State. I like when those big teams go down, so take them down, Ducks.
I love it. Hey, have a good one, Dave, and thanks a lot.
Awesome. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.